USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House passed a continuing resolution that would fund the government through February 18th, sending the measure on to the Senate where a shutdown scare awaits. A group of conservative senators continues to threaten objections unless the Senate takes a simple majority vote on defunding President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate on U.S. businesses. If a single senator insists on maximum debate time, the federal government would shut down at least over the weekend. Speaking at the NIH, President Biden says the United States has greatly improved from where it was a year ago.
Last Christmas, fewer than 1% of American adults were fully vaccinated. This Christmas, that number will be 72%, including more than 86% of seniors.
The president laying out his COVID plans for the winter. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.